Welcome to day 110 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries here in Southern California. Today we are going to read seven psalms. They are beautiful psalms. I know that you will find their words encouraging for your life. And we are reading today from the Amplified Bible. We will read Psalm 121, Psalm 123, Psalm 124, Psalm 125, and then Psalms 128 through 130. So beginning at Psalm 121, verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to sacred Mount Zion and Mount Moriah. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, the side not carrying a shield. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Psalm 123, a song of ascents. Verse 1. Unto you do I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in heaven. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, and as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he has mercy and loving kindness for us. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on and loving kindness for us, for we are exceedingly satiated with contempt. Our life is exceedingly filled with the scorning and scoffing of those who are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, irresponsible tyrants who disregard God's law. Psalm 124, a song of ascents of David. Verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have quickly swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us and swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then the proud waters would have gone over us. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We are like a bird escaped from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 125, a song of ascents. Verse 1. Those who trust in, lean on, and confidently hope in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides and stands fast forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the uncompromisingly righteous, lest the righteous, God's people, stretch forth their hands to iniquity and apostasy. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are right with you and all people in their hearts. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways of indifference to God, the Lord will lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 128, a song of ascents. Verse 1. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is everyone who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who walks in his ways and lives according to his commandments. For you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable shall you be, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of your house. Your children shall be like olive plants round about your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you out of Zion, his sanctuary, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 129, A Song of Ascents. Verse 1. Many a time and much have they afflicted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, many a time and much have they afflicted me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is uncompromisingly righteous. He has cut asunder the thick cords by which the wicked enslaved us. Let them all be put to shame and turn backward who hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the mower fills not his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his bosom. While those who go by do not say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you, we bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalm 130, A Song of Ascents. Verse 1. Out of the depths have I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should keep account of and treat us according to our sins, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, just what man needs, that you may be reverently feared and worshipped. I wait for the Lord. I expectantly wait, and in his word do I hope. I am looking and waiting for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. I say more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy and loving kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's Bible reading, I found Psalm 125, verse 1, as one of the most precious verses amongst those we read today. It says, those who trust in, lean on, and confidently hope in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides and stands fast forever. The truth of this verse, that the person who will trust in and confidently hope in the Lord is a precious reality. And if you can take hold of the truth of this verse, your life will be rock solid day in and day out, regardless of what is happening around you. When David the psalmist wrote these words, he was in a very difficult season of his life, with physical danger a very present reality day in and day out, as well as the fact that in the natural, his future looked very uncertain. But this was truly one of David's spiritual secrets. He had learned that if he could keep his hope and his trust in the Lord and remain confident in the goodness and the character and the faithfulness of God, that he could remain stabilized in God's presence. And this is a word for us today. We live in a time when there is danger, there are many uncertainties, the economy has taken great blows, and that has caused so many people's circumstances to be made very difficult and very uncertain, and the security that people once trusted in has vanished. And yet we have a security that can be trusted in completely and will never change. And the person who leans on that security, which is the Lord, will be like Mount Zion, which can't be moved, but stands fast forever. In Psalm 130, the psalmist wrote in verse 5, "I wait for the Lord, I expectantly wait, and in His word do I hope. I am looking and waiting for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning." You know, if you've ever known a night watchman, their shift ends when light comes. And they look with great expectation for that first morning light. They have no doubt that the sun will rise. They have no doubt the day will come, even in the darkest hours of the night. Yet David wrote that he had looked for and waited for the Lord with more expectation and intensity and desire and confidence than a night watchman looking for the morning to come. "I wait for the Lord, I expectantly wait, and in His word do I hope." Though David was in very difficult circumstances, he waited for the Lord's word to come to pass. God's word of promise, of provision, protection, and deliverance. "I wait for the Lord," he said. "I expectantly wait," meaning he fully expected God to intervene on his behalf, to intervene in his circumstances. And truly, your trust in the Lord will really never be tested until you are walking through difficult circumstances. I remember that when our son was a newborn infant, we had just taken him home from the hospital some 30 years ago. We lived up in the mountains in a cabin that did not have a telephone because no telephone lines had been run out to that area at that time. And so there was no cell phones, of course, at that time, and no landlines either in the particular area where we lived at that time. So we got a message sent to us through people from the hospital where I had just given birth a few days before to our firstborn son. And the message was to return immediately to the hospital because some tests showed something with our child that they needed us to return, and no more information than that. Well, when you get a message like that, emergency rush down to the hospital, that in the natural could strike fear in the heart of any young parent. And truly, fear did try to grip us at that moment, as if they had discovered some horrible disease or sickness or illness in our child, and now we needed to face it. I remember clearly the day we got that message and how quickly we gathered our son and a few things together, got in the car, and began driving down the mountain to the city where the hospital was located. And I remember repeating as we drove over and over and over again this verse from Psalm 125, verse 1. "Those who trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed but abides forever." I kept repeating that out loud over and over again. My husband and I focusing on those who trust in the Lord will not be moved, will not be moved, will not be moved. Those who trust in the Lord. And and it gave my heart strength. I remember when fear would try to come upon me, I would repeat those words and fear would just evaporate, and the solidity of the reality of God's goodness and His faithfulness being spoken to my spirit by that simple verse in Psalm 125 gave me courage to face whatever we were going to face when we arrived at that hospital. And I remember how literally we could feel the difference physically when we would speak out the word of God. And I believe that David had learned that same spiritual secret, because he said in Psalm 130 verse 5, I wait for the Lord, I expectantly wait, and in his word do I hope. In his word do I hope. I believe that the word of God is very powerful for our lives. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, the scripture tells us, but also his word is life. It's literally life-giving. And when you feel pressure and fear and anxiety trying to grip you, the word of God can speak life to you. And so it was for me that day, driving down that mountain road to the hospital with our newborn son. And God's faithfulness was with us for sure. It settled my heart. I was able to walk in there without fear, with fully trusting in the Lord. And as things turned out, it wasn't anything life-threatening, and what was needed to be taken care of was taken care of in a matter of a few days, and we returned home without any further difficulties and with our son in perfect health. But I have never forgotten the power of those words when fear was trying to grip me so deeply. I have seen God's faithfulness, and I have seen and experienced his word being able to bring peace and joy and comfort and rest when nothing else could. So I want to encourage you to take these words from Psalm 125 verse 1, from Psalm 130, I wait for the Lord, I expectantly wait, and in his word do I hope, and begin applying them to your life, not just having them be words that are on a page in a book called the Bible, or words that just float through your mind for a few moments as they're being read to you. But instead, take them as food that will strengthen you. Take them as life that will drive away darkness, that will drive away fear, that will drive away despair, that will drive away discouragement. And begin to place your hope and your expectation in God and in his word. One of the most outstanding examples I've ever come across in all my reading over the years, and I love to read the biographies of Christians and how they have walked with God, was the story of a woman by the name of Darlene Rose. And it's very possible you've never heard of this woman, but she wrote a book called Evidence Not Seen, and it is a biographical account of a young missionary woman and her husband. They were in their early 20s when they went on the mission field in New Guinea and what is essentially now Indonesia prior to World War II. And then after being on the mission field perhaps about a year, World War II broke out and the Japanese invaded the island on which she and her husband were working as missionaries with some very remote tribes. Both her husband and herself were taken into captivity, separated. Her husband went off to a men's POW camp, and she was sent to another women's prison camp set deep in the jungles of New Guinea. For 4 years, this woman lived in this prison camp with very cruel prison guards and extremely horrific conditions. Disease was rampant through the camp. Many people died. Food was bare minimum. And she had to believe God day in and day out for everything from the simplest things of food and enough water to wash with, and that she would ever get out of that prison camp alive. It was her practice to repeat as many scriptures as she could, and she used them to encourage other people. And every night she would read from the Bible and pray with the other women in that POW camp. And she said that reciting the Psalms were very helpful to her during those periods. And so many times she would just hold on to the words in those Psalms about God protecting her and keeping her alive. And God used that so many times to comfort her. But she had many real life situations that challenged the words of Scripture and also confirmed the words of Scripture to her. One night there was an air raid and all the women fled out of the bamboo buildings that they slept in at night, and they all dove into the trenches that had been dug for these type of situation where there was an air raid and bombs were dropping all around, because the buildings would always be targets for the bombers. And that night the bombs came and hit buildings around in her POW camp, and the buildings were burning, when suddenly she heard the voice of God tell her to get up and run back into her barracks, which was on fire, and get a Bible that she had borrowed from another woman, because her Bible had fallen apart and the Bible was laying on her bed. She was laying in a trench, hiding from the bombs that were dropping around. And suddenly that voice again, go get that Bible. She got up out of the trench that she was lying in on the ground, ran into the burning building, climbed up and grabbed the Bible off of her bunk, ran out the door of the burning building, only to get back to her trench to find that a bomb had hit it directly and would have killed her instantly. She stood over that open trench where she had been lying just a few moments before and realized how powerful the Word of God was for her life. She trusted in the Lord. Those who trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed but abides forever. The words of Psalm 124 that David wrote, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they would have quickly swallowed us up alive. That word was so true for Darlene Rose that day. How appropriate. In a matter of moments, the Lord prompted her. She obeyed because she trusted God would protect her when she ran into the burning building. And then she realized He was so protecting her by encouraging her to get up, run into the building to retrieve the Bible, because the Lord was trying to spare her life. She survived those 4 years in that prison camp. And through her witness of trusting God, many people came to Christ, including the Japanese commandant of that prison camp. Those who trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed but abides forever. Trusting God will bring you the security that you long for. In our day, people try to feel secure, try to guarantee their own security by doing certain things, by amassing money, by putting security systems in their houses, by hiring armed guards. But you know, there's no way to be safe except in trusting God. David had found that out himself. He lived it when he was being hunted by King Saul. When he had armies after him trying to kill him, he knew that the only security that he had was in trusting God. And he had become a man who so confidently trusted in God that he would say, I wait for the Lord, I expectantly wait, and in His word do I hope, and I look for and wait for the Lord more than a watchman waits for the morning. And he encourages us, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy and loving kindness, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And God will give you security and safety as you put your trust in Him. I want to encourage you today, if you battle fear, whether it's fear over your children, fear for your own safety or health, fear when you're driving or flying in a plane, I want to encourage you to commit to memory some of these verses that we read today, especially Psalm 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. And Psalm 121, Verse 2, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. God bless you, and may you grow and increase in your confidence and trust in the Lord and in His Word.